Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The Australian Ghost Whisperer with Katarina Legato and James Jennings.
Hello everyone, welcome to another episode of The Australian Ghost Whisperer. Hope you're well. Hello Katarina.
Hello James. Hello everybody and welcome back.
Now if you like creepy things, and I'm assuming you do if you listen to The Australian Ghost Whisperer, we've got a treat for you today because Katarina is going to talk us through some of the entities that she has seen over the years. Now, you may or may not be surprised to hear this, but in the spiritual supernatural realm, there's not just one type of thing. Just like on planet Earth, where there's lots of different races and different types of people, there's all kinds of weird and wonderful entities in the spirit realms. Some that you may have heard of, some that you may have no awareness of whatsoever. But hey, lucky for you, we have Katarina here to tell us all about it. So Kat, introduce us to some of these creepy denizens.
All right, so throughout my work in the paranormal, I have come across many types of different entities. And of course, the most common entity is, like we're talking about mosquitoes, but the most common entity that I think a lot of people, you know of, and it's, you know, especially throughout many different religions, is we've got the demonic entity that is depicted as a demon, sometimes with claws and, you know, really big, clawy, kind of sharp teeth, a big black tail. Well, I have actually seen entities that look like that.
You have?
Yes, I have actually seen demonic entities that visually are very black, do have the claws, are very sharp, teeth, and they've got black eyes. They're very dark, they're very ugly, and they can be very scary. And I've seen them attached to people. I've seen them around people's homes if they've been, you know, plagued by a curse or by some sort of black magic ritual. That's where these types of demonic entities can be invoked and manifested into a space or around a person.
Do they try and attack you? Do they actually try and come at you?
Yeah, well, you have to look, like I said, because of all my experience in this work, I know how to protect myself, and I have a lot of spiritual help from my guides. So the other type of entities are that I'm seeing a lot attached to people are these winged type of small creatures. And they look almost like, if we could imagine, like a big kind of mosquito. Like, ooh. They suck at people's life force, and they're usually attached to people's chakras, especially around the heart chakra. And I have, clients coming to see me, and they sometimes say, like, I just feel so disconnected from my heart. I'm unable to feel God, or I'm unable to say a prayer or feel, you know, feelingly say a prayer or feel the presence or essence of God. So these are like very vampiric type creatures. They're winged creatures. They're not very big, although I've seen bigger ones, but the ones I've commonly seen are smaller. They're winged creatures. They can appear quite grey to black, and they tend to attach to people's chakras, heart, solar plexus, and the head, the crown. So the main upper chakras. So, and these are our higher chakras that connect us to Creator God. So they try to block that connection. And by blocking that connection, they're able to kind of maneuver and steer you into feeling connected or to more of the darker realms or more of the false gods that are out there, you know. So that is those these winged creatures. And people who have these creatures attached to their chakras will feel extremely tired, like their life force is being sucked out of them. They often will go to the doctor or a good herbalist or a naturopath, and yet, you know, taking a whole bunch of herbs or natural remedies still say to me, you know, despite all of this, I've still felt really tired. And sometimes even people say, I feel like something is really sucking at me. So that's what these wing type creatures do. Then there's entities that will just go from person to person. It's like they're like a kind of hunched down little creatures, and they tend to jump from person to person. And these are in crowded spaces, so sorry to say, but like airports or like, you know, where you've got your shopping malls and places where there's a lot of people, they will jump from person to person. And again, the purpose of them is to actually extract a life force and energy. Don't forget that entities actually need to fuel themselves, because they're not creative divine sparks of God like what we are, where we are able to, you know, receive our life force from our creator. They don't have that creative force within them, so they need to vampirize and take. So these creatures will just jump from one to the other, one to the other.
Can I ask a question?
Mm-hmm.
So these creatures, obviously they're aware of us and our energetic bodies, and that's why they're able to do what they're doing. But why is it that humans are kept in the dark and aren't aware of these, like, obviously quite destructive things?
Yeah, yeah. So because, again, you know, it's not something that we've been taught or spoken about, unless you have taken a path where you have really delved deeply within yourself, and where you've been open, where you've gone perhaps beyond religion to open up your mind, to develop your third eye, to be able to really tune in and tap into these different entities. A lot of people have no idea, you know. And don't forget, we actually, when you think about it, we have parasites in our gut. Now, some of those parasites are very negative, and they are, you know, you see people getting very sick, losing a lot of weight despite what they're eating. They're like dark parasitic. I've seen these dark parasitic types of energies in people's guts. So, you know, we have parasites in our guts. So a lot of these parasitic entities in the guts are often because people are eating very badly, they're eating contaminated food, or the food was cooked by somebody who has dark parasitic entities in their own guts, and things just spread. So
how can you protect yourself from these things?
Yeah, well, again, you know, you need to be become as spiritually aware as you can. Spiritual awareness with it brings a spiritual cleansing of the chakra system, of the energy field.
Through meditation.
Exactly. So you're going to be more aware if you feel that something is attached to you. If you, you know, when I always say, but before going into a shopping center or airport, I make sure that I really reinforce that protection over myself, that all my chakras, that I'm very grounded. I close down my chakras. And I really reinforce that golden protection over me, not give any permission to anything to jump in. Because, again, entities can transfer quite easily from person to person, especially these smaller ones. And, you know, we've also got a lot of entities that are dark aliens or the greys. So this, I'm only going through the most common one, but there are so many various types of different entities that are programming humanity, that are attaching to humanity, that are interfering with their beliefs, that are interfering with their actions, that are kind of speaking through them, that are in their heads, in their minds. So this is why, you know, again, I'm always big about, you know, get to know yourself, feel connected to yourself. I think the biggest mistake that people make is that, you know, they go through a trauma or they go through various experiences and they just bottle everything up rather than staying present with themselves. Checking in with yourself every day is so important. You know, knowing where you're at, get in tune with your feelings, whether they're sad feelings or happy feelings. It's good to get in tune with yourself so that you will feel, you know thyself is the most important thing. And that way, if there is something interfering with you, you're going to become quite quickly aware of it, and then you're going to be able to remove it. And people say, yeah, how do we remove them? Look, it depends on the type of entity. Again, sometimes with these winged creatures, they can be quite embedded quite deeply into the chakras of a person. So you may need help or to go to somebody who's well experienced with these types of things, because the last thing you want is to go to someone who's just going to stir up the energy and make things worse. So those ones that jump around and land, you can sometimes feel something kind of like boom, sort of has gone through you, you know, like you're walking through a crowd and you think, what was that? You feel something's just kind of moved through you. That's something, that's those types of entities. And I believe that we have some questions from
From our viewers, yes, we do.
About entities. So there is a big interest in entities. And if you would like to know more, if you would like me to explain more, go more into details, please let us know. Because, you know, it's we try to pick a whole variety of subjects that you guys would be interested in. But again, you're the audience and we're here, love sharing my knowledge, but it's really great if you can let us know what you would like more of, and we're happy to, to do as much as we can as far as guidance and helping you to understand.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, before we get to some audience questions, I got one for you. What do you think is the strangest entity you've ever seen? Does anything spring to mind?
Look, they're all really strange in their own way. I think those, you know, those winged creatures are really ugly little things, but they're very strong. Like, they will embed, and there is, you need a lot of energy to remove them. Of course, demonic entities, oh my gosh, I mean, they are horrible. They, you know, I've been spat out, I've been sworn out, I've helping people to be released of these demonic entities. That's something that I was guided to do when I started out in my career, but I was taught via my guides how to do that, how to expel these dark energies. They're quite frightening and horrible. And there's some that I just cannot speak about because I just can't.
Too much.
I think so. But so
okay. Can I tell you about two of the freakiest ones I've ever seen? All right, so one that springs to mind, one of the most bizarre things I've ever seen, it was a dog. It looked like a dog with a man's face on it. A dog with a man's face on it.
Yeah, some sort of interdimensional being. They're the more of the off-planet sort of interdimensional beings.
It was so strange.
Aliens. There's some really weird-looking alien-type entities. And I'm not talking about the good and positive ETs. I'm talking about those lower realms. When you think about that,
Yeah, you better believe when I saw that, I screamed like...
But there's been also over history, there's been a lot of genetic manipulation. So by genetic manipulation, there's been a lot of very negative aliens that have genetically put together a human with an animal genetic. So when that, whatever that this creature they've created dies, you probably tapped into kind of the energy imprint or spirit of that being. And it's very sad. It's really horrible, but it does exist. And that's probably why you've seen the, you know, and some people do see half human, half animal, half human, half fish. You know, there has been a lot of genetic manipulation of humanity and of the animal species, unfortunately, via some very dark aliens that have come here to Earth and have done that.
We'll be back after this quick break.
Hello everyone, James and Katarina from the Australian Ghost Whisperer here. Just letting you know that we are now doing house and business clearings. We've been having a lot of inquiries, so I thought we would let you know. If you don't know what that is, Katarina, please explain.
Yeah, so a house or business may be haunted or have stagnant negative energy from previous owners. Maybe someone's put the evil eye on you, or you're dealing with psychic attacks, curses, or demonic interference, which may cause physical and spiritual illness to you and your family members. I'd like to also let you know that I've written two books on the paranormal and I'm highly experienced in the process of cleansing and clearing these disturbing interferences and turn your place into a loving, light-filled sanctuary.
Katarina is also available for healings and exorcisms if that is something you may need. And if you'd like to read some testimonials from Katarina's satisfied clients, you can do so at her website, which is katarinalegato.com.au. We also did a video recently where we cleared a house of spirits and we have a response from the very happy owner. We'll put that in the comments below so you can see a link to that. If you would like to get in touch with us, you can do so via email, which is australianghostwhisperer@gmail.com, or you can give us a call on 0404-258-949. And we are based in Sydney, but we're also happy to travel interstate, and we are absolutely happy to help.
Happy to help, and see you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Well, speaking of half creature, half man type beings, let's get to one of the first questions we have from one of our viewers. So I'll read this out for you. It says, I woke up one night and sitting at the end of my bed on the arms of a chair was this thing. He had red hair and he was half man, half goat, or something with hoofs. I was sleeping with the light on when this happened, as I was having trouble every night when at that nearly fast asleep stage, and I would be sucked out of my body and I would fight like crazy to get back in. Mm. I'd love to know your thoughts on what that was.
Okay, immediately what I got with that this was a being that was conjured up via witchcraft, and I'm talking about really black witchcraft, dark, and they tend to use the symbol of the goat a lot in their animal sacrifices and things like that. So to me, I was just immediately envisioned, an entity, because we also have a creative force within us. So we are able to actually create entities via our emotions. So when you've got a bunch of, witches together and they are conjuring up spells and dark energy, then they're actually manifesting, creating an entity such as this half ghost, half human. And that's what I think I would say to this girl, that I don't know whether her history, whether maybe she lives near a place where there is witchcraft or where there's a meetup or something like that. Mm. I would, strongly advise her maybe to have her home cleared, to have her energy cleared. And sometimes, again, maybe she's been going through a lot of personal stuff. She's a bit low in her frequency, not able to protect herself. So something's come in from the external, it could be, they sometimes practice these in, might be a house in somewhere near, or, a bushland or something like that. And these entities, you know, once they're conjured up, they're going to look for somewhere to go, because after they've used them for whatever they've used them, they will just discard whatever they, you know, these entities, they don't care.
Mm.
And obviously this entity has found its, you know, self at her home, and it, yeah, it's very frightening, but that's what I feel that is.
Okay. Now, on one of our recent videos, we interviewed a girl named Kim. One of the things that Kim mentioned was that she saw shadow people, mm. and she made mention she saw something she called the Hat Man as well. Mm. Anyway, someone wrote in and commented on that video, and they said, I would love a video about shadow people and the Hat Man. Mm. My young daughter and I have seen them both.
Mm.
So, Katerina,
shadow people and people that are soulless. So they're like robotoids. We also have on the planet Earth, walking amongst us, robotoid, and they are soulless. And they look like people. So sometimes they can appear very tangible and like look very human, like the way we do. And other times they walk amongst us and they look like a shadow, because they have no life force about mm-hmm. them. They have no frequency or energy the way we do. So therefore they're like a dark shadow, because there's no... I guess there's nothing tangible about them.
Mm-hmm.
The wearing a hat, it could have been like a, you know, again, something that was conjured up, like a black magician, but definitely a robotoid.
Yeah.
A robotoid is what these shadow people are, or yeah. shadow things.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I'm wondering as well with that so-called Hat Man as well, like I've seen beings in the past or entities in the past where they've purposefully obscured their faces. Like they've either had a hood over their face. Mm. One time...
Sometimes they don't have a face too.
Ah, right. I'm just wondering if they are basically projecting into your mind a hood or a hat or something to obscure their face
too.
So you don't see what they really are.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, they can mess with you. They can project thoughts and ideas into your mind. And again, if you are someone who's not in touch with yourself, you might play out whatever idea or whatever thought they've put into your mind.
Mm. I remember some kind of being was in my room. I was in that half asleep state where sometimes you're a bit more psychically tapped in.
That's when you're more
going
to see them.
Yeah, and I saw something came into my room and I couldn't quite see it, but I went to, in my psychic state, I went to sit up to see what it was.
Mm.
And you know what it did? It actually projected throwing a blanket over me
so that
I couldn't see it.
Mm.
And that's when I kind of freaked out. I was like, this thing, does whatever is here doesn't want to see me. It's almost like it picked my doona up, you know, and projected throwing it over my face. Like, what is that?
Yeah, they're all, some dark stuff. Like, I've also seen, like, I've seen them, these spider beings that just spin around. They're quite common too.
Okay.
They look like spiders that are just spinning. You know, I think they're part of kind of like a dark AI type of energy.
Right, yeah. I've seen something similar, but kind of like almost like tentacles.
Yeah,
like weird,
yeah, all that tentacle.
Energetic tentacles.
Yeah, it's almost like those spider beings. Yeah. And yeah, they're all kind of the same. There's like an octopus type being.
Yeah.
They are more like, made from, you know, yeah, they're kind of like an AI type creatures,
yeah.
Dark AI type creatures.
Yeah, and look, we realize this sounds crazy, but seriously, we have seen these things, like, you know, and we maybe sound like we're pretty chill about it now, but it's like when it happens, it's actually usually quite terrifying. But the funny thing is when you see enough of these things or it happens enough, you start becoming slightly desensitized. I know Katerina, who's been battling and fighting this stuff for a long time now, is not really
but there's
rattled.
More there's you know since I started my career over 30 years ago, I'm actually seeing a lot more different types of entities and, you know, dark things.
What do you think that is?
Well, you know, I think technology, I think people are losing more and more connectedness to themselves. People are not as interested in pursuing a spiritual path or religious path of any type. So I think technology in itself is being overused, and all the frequencies that we're bombarded with is creating an atmosphere to bring in all these new types of dark creatures like these spider beings. A lot of these beings are kind of projections from technology itself.
Yeah, some of them definitely feel artificial.
They are, so. Well, they're all kind of... Yeah, I guess they're all artificial. They're not human. They're not made. They're not God. God didn't send them, you know. Yes, there was the fallen angels that fell from heaven because they wanted to go off and experience themselves and divide themselves from God, Creator God. And they've come in and they have definitely connected to humanity. It's like the good angel, the bad angel. So there's a lot of fallen angels almost with every person. I don't think I've ever seen anyone who doesn't have a fallen angel attached to them. So but all of the rest of them, like a lot of these, more and more I'm seeing beings that are very unusual, that I kind of, my understanding is that they've been made for via technology and all that. Very low frequency.
Right. Well, if you are listening or watching and you've had an experience where you've seen something strange that you can't quite explain, please let us know. You can write to us in the comments. We read all of our comments. You can also email us at australianghostwhisperer@gmail.com. Please get in touch and we will try our best to explain or figure out what it is you're seeing. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's great. Yeah, please let us know. And if you are, you know, if you do feel that something's invading your space, or, you know, you can get help from someone who really knows how to deal with entities. You can, you know, use things like high frequency music, or, you know, having a salt bath, or you might be able to, you know, invoke, say, some prayers or some powerful affirmations out loud into the atmosphere, you know, invoke the light, the love to come in. All of those things are going to really help to shield you. And doing these things even on a regular basis, being able to meditate, being able to draw in, you know, invoke the spark of divinity within you. You know, feel that light, feel it expanding all around you through your chakras, through your aura. All of this is going to help keep you in this protective shield of light and love. And that's what the entities don't like. But when you're, especially if you're going through a lot of stuff, because sometimes, you know, when we're down and we're going through a lot of stuff, is when they can, you know, if they, all they need is to find a door, little door, the way that's open, and they will come in.
Well, thank you, Katarina. That's been a very enlightening lesson on the different entities that are out there. Again, please get in touch, and thank you for joining us. We'll be sure to see you for our next episode. Thanks, Kat.
Thanks, James. Thank you, everyone. Please share our videos. Please like them. Help our channel to grow. Help this information to get out there. Because as a human race, I do believe that, you know, even though we are being bombarded by technology, I think that there is also a great awakening taking place. And the more we can share these videos, the more we can help to awaken each other and share the message and help each other to move through some of these very challenging times, and just understand things better.
Well said. Okay. All right, well, farewell. See you next time.
See you next time. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
To gain access to private spiritual development classes, guided meditations, and live Q&As with Katarina, please visit www.patreon, that's patreon.com/The Australian Ghost Whisperer.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.